Hey, dear ones, did you know that you have a built-in compass guiding you to your soul mission with all the tools you need to fulfill that soul mission? Sound exciting? Then join me for a Soul Blueprint, the only certification program that reveals how to amplify your five spiritual gifts so you can consciously create a life and business of massive soul aligned success. Enroll now at AllisonScammell.com/soul blueprint. And you can find that link in the show notes. Hello, dear ones. I have an invitation for you. In my human design chart, I have the defined gate of 25, the gate of spirit, the gate of trusting source. And right now in the human design wheel, we are aligned on the day this episode goes live to this gate 25, which really invites us to trust the divine order in all of your life, to trust source. So whenever you're choosing to hit play on this episode, this gate, along with me and source, and your spirit guides and your higher self, we're all inviting you to truly trust and surrender to that divine intelligence, that voice you sometimes feel emanating up from your heart like a feeling, the voice that sometimes comes in through your third eye chakra, but you don't get it in your head. You're still connected into your body as you receive it, receiving the divine wisdom. And it's an ever-unfolding path, learning to trust. And every time you think you trust, you're going to eventually find a new challenge that's going to push your limits of trust. Trusting that voice, trusting in the divine timing. And we're going to be talking about something today that really requires a lot of trust and surrender to get into the energy of it. And it's something you really want to get into the energy of, because it is something that we are meant to experience on our path. And it only comes from a place of energetic alignment. And dear ones, I'm talking about quantum leaps. Quantum leaps are bursts or periods of accelerated growth. And they can only be brought into our experience after we've been in alignment for a period of time. And it's from that aligned energy that we trigger growth to accelerate into our experience, into our manifest reality. But there's something important we all need to know when it comes to quantum leaps. There is something I call a quantum leap catch-up. This can tend to happen towards the end of a quantum leap growth cycle, but certainly it can happen at any time. And it's really important to recognize when you're in a quantum leap catch-up, for you to not misunderstand it, and for you to stay in energetic alignment and ride the full wave of that growth cycle. So why don't we go ahead and get into all of that? In today's episode, I reveal what a quantum leap catch-up is, how to recognize those catch-ups when they arrive, and super importantly, what to do when they do. I'll end on an invitation that will have you perfectly lining up to experience accelerated growth in your life and business at precisely the right time. So please stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your spiritual gifts,
and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide.
Hey there, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this global and growing community of soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we are growing prosperous, heart-led businesses that are on the leading edge of consciousness. Find a link to join our closed Facebook group at AllisonScammell.com or in the show notes. Today, we're talking quantum leaps, but we're going deeper than that. And I'm revealing to you something you're not going to hear a lot of other spiritual and energy and healer type coaches talking about. A lot of people aren't talking about this. I coined the phrase quantum leap catch up. So if you Google it, you'll find this episode. You may not find a whole lot else, but I have heard some other energy healers talk about it. So it is in the discourse. But a lot of people don't know about it. And they don't know about it as well as I do. I have a really sharp way to describe this in a way that's going to land for you. And I suspect you'll be thinking, oh my God, I had a quantum leap catch up and I didn't even realize it. Oh my goodness, that's what that was. And you're likely also really going to feel ready to start aligning even more sharply to call in your next quantum leap. Okay? So I am very excited to explore all of this. Starting with, what is a quantum leap catch-up? So we know a quantum leap we're describing as a period of accelerated growth. To give you an example, in 2021, I earned more money in my business by a lot than I did from the year I became a coach in 2014 through 2020. So the 6 years prior, I was building my coaching business. I made more money in 1 year than I had in the 6 years prior by a lot. And what happened was I had a quantum leap in 2021. I had been working very hard at my coaching business. I had had a lot of missteps. I had a lot of being out of alignment, but I stayed true. I kept my vision in my mind's eye. I kept following my heart. I kept trusting and surrendering to source. I kept healing when I needed to heal and aligning back into energetic alignment to my vision. And that resulted in a quantum leap. And it was more than just the money, but I'm just using the money because it's a nice way to illustrate because you can quantify it. But it was so much more than that. I feel like I really started to own my worth, which is important for all of us, but it's absolutely critical for projectors in our human design type. If we don't own our worth, basically nobody can find us. So I started to own my worth. I started to really understand who I was as a coach. I started to work a lot less. I started to work a whole lot less, you guys, and I earned more money the less I worked. But I stayed committed to the vision, and I was consistent, and I showed up every day. So working less didn't mean not working. I just started to work a whole lot smarter. So then, what happened at the end of 2021, you guys? I had a quantum leap catch up. Because here's the deal. You can imagine that your lifetime right now, you were born, you came on planet, you were incarnated, right? You were birthed into human form for this lifetime, and you've lived many. And then at a certain point, you will cross over, go off planet. You will leave your human body. So what does that journey look like from birth to death in this lifetime? Well, you can look at it as a stairway, and you're walking up a stairway. And every time you reach a new stair on this stairwell, you are healed, more expanded, more knowledgeable, more integrated, wholer. And so sometimes we're on a steady climb up. Sometimes we stay stuck on a stair. Sometimes we take a couple steps back. But you have to understand this stairwell analogy is so important because our soul is wired for growth. And so if we are stagnant and stalled out, that is going to eventually feel very, very bad in your body. You're going to feel very out of alignment because we're always meant to be looking to grow to that next level. But indeed, sometimes it does require us to take a couple steps back and or be on a stair, a particular stair for a while before we could advance. So just because I'm saying our soul is wired for growth, it doesn't mean we're always quantum leaping. We're always tripling our revenue. We're always, you know, launching some big thing. It doesn't mean that at all. And if we listen to social conditioning and plug into a lot of this toxic, overly masculine, do, always be launching, always be going, we can be left with the impression that every year should be a quantum leap. Every quarter should be a quantum leap. Hell, every month should be a quantum leap. And that is just so not the case. Our energy just isn't wired for that. And part of soul growth means sometimes stepping back. That is your pathway to growth. So, you know, you can imagine just like you, when you put a seed in the ground, it's not always blooming, right? It's got to grow. Well, first it's planted and then it needs water and sun, maybe a little fertilizer. Then it peeks up through the ground. Sometimes it grows quickly. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it dies and has to be reseeded. And then it comes up and then it blooms and then the weather gets cold and it dies again to be recycled back into the earth. Then in the spring to sprout back up again to bloom again. And sometimes in our gardens, we have bumper crops, and sometimes there's a drought and nothing is growing. And it's all part of the cycles. So alignment really means being aligned to those cycles, surrendering to the droughts, surrendering to the cold spells where things die before they're supposed to. Surrendering to it all. That's all part of soul growth. So our job is to be aware and asking questions and being curious. Why is this happening? What's my lesson? What am I meant to learn? And so part of this awareness is knowing about this idea of a quantum leap catch up. So getting back to the stairwell of life, you're climbing up the stair, you're stuck on a stair, you're taking a two steps back, but then you get into alignment and you take a quantum leap. And that's like skipping several stairs. And let me tell you, it's exhilarating. I love me a quantum leap. Hell yeah. However, just because you skipped a few stairs as you leapt up doesn't mean, unfortunately, that you get to skip the healing. The healing's got to happen. Otherwise, you can't continue to advance. You'll be tethered down to a certain stair. But this is where the quantum leap catch-up comes in, because this type of healing, you can view it as skipped healing, because I was growing so fast, I literally didn't have time to stop and heal. I skipped over it. So I'm going to do a healing catch-up, and it's going to look a little different than regular healing. And it must be approached differently. And it really starts with identifying when you're in a catch-up. Because if you don't identify it because you don't know about it or you haven't taken the time to stop and reflect and ask the questions, you are going to misunderstand it. And that misunderstanding could really lead to thwarted growth. That could lead you to getting stuck on a stairwell and really delaying that point in time where you get a second quantum leap. That's why it's so important to know about this and know how to recognize when your quantum leap catch-ups arrive. And you can have a quantum leap, and that doesn't necessarily mean money. You can have a quantum leap in joy. You can have a quantum leap in a friendship connection. You can have a quantum leap in your health, in your marriage, or romantic life. So it's not just about money. I was just using the money example because it's an easy example to illustrate the point. But please know that we quantum leap. Sometimes we can have a bad year financially and quantum leap in other ways. In fact, that's pretty common. So really expand your view to an area of your life where you're experiencing rapid or more accelerated growth than you typically do, right? Or what you've typically experienced in the past. So you recognize a quantum leap catch up by a few different ways, because you have to understand we're catching up. So that means that there's probably not a circumstance in front of you that's triggering you and triggering the wound so you can heal. That's how it works when you're on a typical pathway, just walking up step by step. You reach the new step, you're at a new level, so there's a new devil. You're going about your business and then something happens in your outer reality to trigger you. That trigger releases the wounds and the blocked energy inside of you. And then if you do the work, right, and if you're aware of what's happening, you can release those wounds so that you can then advance to the next step. But if you're skipping steps, it looks different. You won't necessarily have an outer world triggering you to bring up all those wounds that you skipped. So guess what happens, friends? You typically will give yourself the healing you need through some nice self-sabotage. It will feel like self-sabotage. And in a way it is, in a way it's not. So what that means is, in a quantum leap catch-up, you may find yourself choosing to do something that you normally wouldn't do because you've already learned the lessons and you know that it's not a good idea, but you do it anyway, and it leads to a painful outcome. And you knew better. This can also show up as you taking down a boundary that is normally, healthfully, and even solidly in place. And all of a sudden you're like, boop, I'm going to take that boundary down. I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm just doing it. And oh, whoa, that led me to a place I didn't want to be. That boundary was indeed there for a reason. Often in a quantum leap catch up, you are triggering your own healing. You don't know you're doing this. This isn't like, I'm going to go, I just had a quantum leap, so let me go ahead and self-sabotage or take down a boundary. Let me do this on purpose. It just happens. Like on a subconscious level, even your higher self guides you to a situation. But I think the way I've experienced past life catch-ups is almost even like, it feels even more subconscious than even led by higher self. And let me give you an example. So getting back to 2021, we're getting towards the end of the year, right? And my business started to even out a little bit. It wasn't growing at such an accelerated rate. It started to even out. And then I went ahead and really self-sabotaged myself. I did all these things. I did something that I had already learned the lesson on. I knew better. It was a boundary that I had up and I took down. But this woman had enrolled in one of my high-end masterminds. It was a $15,000 mastermind. And she said she wanted to enroll and put $500 down. And then 30 days later, she would then enroll into a payment plan. And she signed a contract. And I said, sure. So I sent her a link for the $500 deposit. And then this is where I made some really poor choices. For some reason, I had the signed contract, so I thought she would be, and normally I attract people who, they sign their contract with me, they show up, they pay. I normally do not have a situation where people are not paying me and I have to go chase them for money. It's just, I have pretty clean energy around this, so I attract people who just want to show up and do the work and pay me what I'm asking for it, and it's all very harmonious, Well, because this was a quantum leap catch up, I agreed to this $500 deposit, which normally I would have said, yeah, sure. What we'll do is set up a graduated payment plan so that the first month is $500 and then it goes into a regular payment plan cycle for the whole mastermind. But I agreed to a one-off deposit. And then this is where it gets really weird. I want to say stupid, but I'm just going to go ahead and say weird. This is where it gets really, like, I don't know why I agreed to this. Like, this is just bizarre. Because I always, even my first days in coaching, I always just wanted to be paid before I engaged in a like, for me, I even knew, like, just energetically, I want the energetic exchange between me and clients to be very clear and clean and high vibrational. So I always required payment or at least an initiated payment plan before I did any private coaching. From day one, I had that rule, that boundary in place. But for some reason with this woman, I agreed to the $500 deposit and then I gave her a private session before she initiated her payment plan for the mastermind. And I charge about $1,200 for a private session. I also gifted her. At that time, I was working, this was before I was certified in human design, so I was working with a human design consultant. I gifted her a bonus human design session, and that was $300 that I paid for her to get a session with my human design consultant. So right now we're talking $1,500 worth of private coaching she received, and she did sign a contract, you know, saying she would pay the entirety of the $15,000, but she'd only paid a $500 deposit. And she had gotten the first month of all the goodies inside the mastermind, which was a lot. Live classes, resources, worksheets, templates. So I'm sure you know where I'm going with this. We get about 1 month in and I reach out to her and I send her the invoice for the remainder of what she owed me. And she informed me that she wasn't going to continue. She didn't care that she had signed this contract, agreeing to pay the full amount, but she was just out. She said she loved me. She loved our private session, but she wanted to move and she wanted extra money for her move and that she was out. And normally, none of that would have been a big deal at all. Because normally, I wouldn't have done her private sessions until after she was in a payment plan for the whole amount. But for some reason, I agreed to the deposit and then I agreed to do those two private sessions. So this actually gets us nicely to what do we do when we recognize that we're in a quantum leap catch up, because very often when we're in a catch up, it is actually more painful than the situation warrants. So in this situation, I did a session. I did the human design session. It wasn't that big of a deal. She paid me $500 and then she was going to be out. You know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, not that big of a deal, but man, was I triggered. Man, I was angry. I was hurt. I was actually thinking about, she was in Australia. I was actually thinking about going to an Australian collection agency to get the remainder she owed just for the private sessions. I mean, obviously, I didn't want her to continue in my mastermind because I didn't want someone that would sign a contract and then just not honor it and just say, sorry, I'm out because I don't feel like it. So I was quite happy for her to leave the mastermind because she clearly wasn't a fit, but I wanted that money for those private sessions. And I really felt like she owed it to me. And it really triggered me. Not because the situation was so painful, but because I was in the middle of a quantum leap catch up. And it really affected me. and I really had to work through it. And so what do you do when that happens? Really, truly recognize that it's a quantum leap catch up, because it's going to hurt more than the situation warrants. That's just, it's another characteristic. It's another way to know you're in a quantum leap catch up. This would be a time, to be quite honest, to hire a healer like me. I can guide you through a quantum leap catch up better than any other energy healer out there. I'm going to go ahead and own my worth here and just say I'm a freaking genius at this. This is where you really get your money's worth when you hire me. Hire me or someone like me, someone who's a coach or a healer that's used to working with very sophisticated energy and very sophisticated situations. Because this is a time where it will really help you to have someone else holding the space for you and helping you to understand what's happening and helping you to integrate it. Even just a session or two with a gifted healer will really, really, really help you. And then it just gets back to a lot of inquiry. Start with the question, why does this hurt so bad? Why did I take my boundary down? And when I look back, like, why did I take my boundary down and agree to do a private session with someone who actually hadn't paid for it yet, is because I had this goal. I wanted to get my mastermind to like 10 people, and she was the 10th person. So in order for me to get her to yes, I took a bunch of boundaries down to get her to yes, and then it ended up biting me in the butt. Okay? So that was my lesson. Like, okay, you know, yes, it was a period of accelerated growth, but yes, I need to surrender to the situation. And I really realized in that mastermind that I was the 10th person in the mastermind. So there were 10 people total, including me. But I was pushing up against surrender and alignment as I was kind of coming out of a period of accelerated growth. So I self-sabotaged myself. And it was a quantum leap catch up, I believe. So I did the healing so I could go back to my alignment and get back on my staircase, climbing up my staircase in an aligned manner. So if you think you might be in a quantum leap catch up, just ask your higher self. Simple yes, no. Is this a catch up? If you've noticed that you took a boundary down that is normally up, go into inquiry. Why did you do that? Is there something you're trying to prove? Is there a wound that's ready to be healed? And or are you in the middle of a catch-up? So there's a series of wounds that are ready to be released, so it feels more painful than you think it should. Remember, our pain never lies. So when back in my situation, with this client from Australia, I was telling myself at the time, this shouldn't be as painful. This is no big deal. So she owes me some money. She didn't really, whatever. It's not like I was out a bunch of money. I was just out of some time, but I really value my time and I really own my worth. So my time is very valuable, but it hurt more than it normally would have because it was a catch up. And I was touching on a lot of different wounds that I had skipped over during my period of accelerated growth. And so when I recognized what was happening, there was a lot of relief because I was like, okay, I get it now. And then with that relief, I could really go into the healing the right way. And I could go into the accelerated healing after the accelerated growth. So my invitation for you this week, my dear ones, is to reflect back. Can you think of any point in your journey where you had a quantum leap catch up? Have you done all the healing from that? Is there any healing that remains? And secondly, set the intention to invite in a quantum leap in growth. It will arrive at the exact right time because they are a result of divine timing. We aren't always meant to be quantum leaping. So It will arrive at that moment in time when it's ready, and especially if we've done the work to keep our energy aligned. And we do that by checking in with our heart, surrendering to that higher self, surrendering to source, taking the inspired action, following up on the healing when we are triggered, and always, always, always being led by the heart to your next best step. All right, my dear ones, that's a wrap for this week. If you're loving this episode, and I have a hunch you are, head over to the show notes. There's a link where you can leave a review. If you have an iPhone, go to Apple Podcasts, go to Soul Guide Radio, scroll down until you see the review section, and you'll find a link to say, leave a review. I'm so grateful for 5 stars and a few words with what you received from today's episode, and I will read your enlightened words on the air. And of course, as always, until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to deepen your connection to your intuitive gifts? Then it's time for 10 High Vibe Minutes, the ultimate daily mindfulness practice for soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In only 10 minutes per day, you'll keep your energy high vibe and aligned to your highest dreams while transforming your daily practice into a powerful tool to manifest big wealth and abundance. Get free access now on my website, alisonscammell.com, or in the show notes.